Father, in the name of Jesus, we are grateful for this wonderful time you have given to us. Lord, we want to appreciate you for your wonders and for your cares over our life. Father, we are grateful for every day. We thank you, God, for your mercy. We thank you, God, for your goodness. Father, we thank you, God, for this broadcast. Thank you for all your children following us on this broadcast. Father, we are grateful, God, for the miracle you are performing every day in our life. To you be all the glory, all the honor, and all the adoration. Lord, today we have come again. Father, speak to our hearts. Lord, help us to hear your voice. Help us to make amendment. Let there be a change in our life. And at the end of our days, let your name be glorified. Thank you, Father, Lord. And now I pray that, Lord Jesus, you will help us to be met for your kingdom. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Can I welcome you to this program called Church on the Air? I'm so much happy that you are there waiting for this program. It's time for blessings again. Can you help me to call somebody that this program is on this channel and that God is here right now to bless us? I am sure by the end of this program, you will surely give God the glory in the name of Jesus Christ. You know, last week, we were talking on living for Christ. And we said today, by the grace of God, you know, as the Lord help us, we shall continue with the sharing this morning. So, by the grace of God, we are continuing on living for Christ. Living for Christ. Can I say this and say very well that everybody is living for something. There is no one in this world that is not living for something. Some are living for fraudulent practices. Some are living for their families. Some are living for their career. Some are living for one thing or the other, while some other people are living for Christ. Now, the question we need to ask this morning is, what are you living for? You know, what are you living for? And what you live for, you know, is what you give attention to, you know, is what preoccupies you, you know. So what are you living for? But one thing I want you to know this morning, as we continue with this broadcast, is that living for Christ means, you know, living to please Him. You know, you want to please God. You want to make your life to please Him in everything. You know, anyone that wants to live for Christ is ready to please Him in every year of life. You know, he wants to follow the dictates of the Holy Spirit. He wants to follow the Word of God, you know, that is living for Christ. The moment you have prepared yourself that I will be on the Word of God and I will flow with the Holy Spirit, and I tell you that you are ready to live for Christ. Because some people who still have their own way of life, they still have their own desire, they can never live for Christ. So living for Christ is living to please Him. May you please Him in all the days of your life in the name of Jesus Christ. In Colossians chapter 1, can we look at verse number 10? Colossians chapter 1, verse 10.
That ye might walk worthy of the Lord, unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God.
You know, he said that you will walk worthy of the Lord in all pleasing. You know, that used to say, in every way you are walking worthy, you are going according to Jesus' pattern for your life. You know, you build your life, you know, according to the rudiment of the Word of God. So he said that, you know, you walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, increasing in the knowledge of God. So, you know, we have been admonished that in every way of our life, we should live for Christ. You know, either you are a businessman, live for Christ. You know, you are a teacher, live for Christ. Or, you know, a civil servant, live for Christ. You are a nurse, you know, a doctor, you are an engineer. Anything that you do, you are to live for Christ. That is what the Bible enjoins us. You know, and I said that, though, when you have many goals that is colluding with that of Christ, you know, those who are living for Christ will follow Christ's way and not their own way. Those who have, you know, when you have any faith colluding, you know, with your goals in life, that is when we know when you are living for Christ. Now, because you don't have any challenges in life, and everything is going smoothly, you may not know that you are not living for Christ. But you know, when there is now occasions that you know your goals in life, your living in life is being challenged by situation of your life, then you will not know if truly you are living for Christ or not. So the Bible says in Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. Proverbs 3, 5 and 6, yes.
Trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path.
In all your ways acknowledge him, and you know, direct your path. So in all your ways, you must please him. Not in one way, not in two ways, not in three. No, in all your ways. In every department of your life, you must live to please him. May I say this, and let me say it very well, that living for Christ is costly. Living for Christ will cost you something. You know, people have testimony. As they live for Christ, it costs them a lot of things. Let's look at that in the book of Luke, Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 14. Luke, chapter 14. Can we start to read from verse 26? Luke 14, 26.
If any man come to me and hate not his father and mother and wife and children and brethren and sisters, yea, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. And whosoever doth not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. For which of you, intending to build a tower, sitteth not down first and counted the cost, whether he have sufficient to finish it?
Okay, now, Bible is saying there that, number one, if any man come to me and cannot hate his father. You know, the word hate there is so ambiguous. You know, he's saying that, you know, it's not saying that you must hate your parents. No, no, no. It's not saying that you must hate your wife. No, 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 no. Because God even said that we should love and not hate. But the word hate there means to put God first. To put God as number one of in your life. To put God, you know, as a preeminent in your ways. So, if you are not ready to put God above your father or your mother, your wife, your children, your brethren, your sisters, you can never live to please God. If you put in other things, if you put your career, if you put, you know, your lifestyle before God, it's like putting the cart before the horse. And there will be a crash. So, you know, it's very costly. You know, very, very costly, because the early disciples suffered and died in order to glorify God. You know, the early disciples, you know, they suffered. They suffered because, you know, they have planned their life, dedicated their life to live for Christ. Not unlike today that we see, that people are saying, me, no, go, suffer. You know, who say you will not suffer? Bible says, all those that live godly in Christ will suffer persecution. I don't know where you got your own syllabus from, but people that live for Christ, they suffer. Look at Acts of the Apostles, chapter 5, verse 41. Acts of the Apostles, chapter number 5, verse 41.
And they departed from the presence of the council, rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for his name.
Wow, can you see? The disciples, they departed, you know. They were commanded not to speak in the name of Jesus. They were punished, though. They were caned, you know. And then the Bible says they were instructed not to speak again in the name of Jesus Christ. And they departed from the presence of the council, rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for his name. Can you see? They suffer shame for the name of Christ. You know, people that want to live for Christ, they must be ready to suffer shame. You know, not that you are suffering as a robber, no. Not that you are suffering as an evildoer, no. But you are ready to suffer shame for the name of Christ. I have seen people that they have come to preach for Christ. They pour a lot of hot water, tomatoes upon them. I have seen people that they are suffering, you know, under the name of Jesus Christ. Can you see now? These are people living for Christ. Don't forget, people of God, that Stephen was stoned to death. In the book of Acts of the Apostles, chapter 7, from verse 58 to 60, he was stoned. Don't forget also that James was beheaded. In Acts of the Apostles, chapter 12, in verse 2, you know, and today, you know, Christians suffer, tortured, beaten in prison because they live for Christ. Are you still ready to live for Christ? Because it's very costly. Can you see? It has cost some people their lives. Some people, it cost them their work. You know, it changed their assignment in life. Are you ready to, you know, to live for Christ? Now, let me say this one and take very well that living for Christ means we are dead to sin. Only one that said he wants to live for Christ, already he is dead to this world. Dead to the flesh. You know, flesh cannot control him again. The world cannot control him again. The affliction of this world, the love of this world cannot control him. Are you still ready to live for Christ and to deny your privilege in life? You know, because living for Christ, it means you are dead. You are dead to the world. You know, are you dead? When you see a woman or a man who is dead, slap him. Can he reply you? He cannot. That is how you are dead to the world. Totally dead. So you are dead to sin. You know, so you are, when you are living for Christ, you know, you are no longer friend with sin. Sin is no longer in your way. In Romans chapter 6, let's read. Romans chapter 6, let's read from verse 6 to 8. Romans chapter 6, from verse 6 to 8.
Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. For he that is dead is free from sin. Now, if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him.
Wow, can you see now? The body of sin has been destroyed. You know, you don't have appetite for sin again. You know, you don't go after the things of this world again. And that's what the Bible is saying there. You know, he's saying that we that we are dead to sin, you know, we are simply alive unto God. You know, that's why, you know, he's saying that knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him. That is our Adamic nature. That is the life that will never allow us to what? To live for Christ. It is called, you know, the old man. You know, this old man is after the lifestyle of this world. It must be crucified. It's your own crucified. You know, he said, and that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. Hear me, if you are still a servant of sin, you can never live for God. I will see you after this time out in the name of Jesus Christ.
The MP3s of this message and other previous messages by Reverend David Muiwa Ononuga is now available on our website. Kindly visit www.cdnmi.org.ng. www.cdnmi.org.ng. Just locate the Church on Air page on the website, and there you can find all the messages by Reverend David Muiwa Ononuga. God bless you.
Are you under satanic covenants or curses? Is your life full of delays, hindrances, or lack of progress? Are you laboring without success? Tired of life and no accomplishments in your career, education, marriage, financial, businesses, and pursuits of life? Then your new season has come. Your deliverance is now at last. Attend Cross the Devil service every Friday by 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. at Christian Dominion Network Ministries, aka Dominion Tabernacle, opposite Aladesami bus stop, Rock City Avenue, Ashera, Abeokuta. You have tried others. Try Jesus today. For further inquiries, call 080-338-55927. This is the time you have been waiting for. Jesus is Lord.
I once was lost. Welcome back in Jesus' name. I'm sure you have been blessed by this broadcast this morning, Living for Christ. And I want us to know, as we have said, that living for Christ is to please Him. Also, we said that living for Christ means we are dead to sin. You know, number three thing is that living for Christ means we have only one God. We have only one God, one Christ. You know, one baptism, one Holy Spirit. You know, because some people still have other gods. Some people still practice idolatry. And they will say, hey, we are still living for Christ. Yeah? Some will say, oh, it shall obey, kawa ma show oro. You know, can you imagine that? Some say they are living for Christ. No, there is still some idols, power controlling them. Some still allow, you know, the power of this world to live their life. Eh? How are you living for Christ and yet you are still going to satanic altar? You know, you still follow people, you still go to where you are not supposed to go as a Christian, and you are living for Christ. There are many Christians today going to all, you know, to the forest to do sacrifices. They are still following, they are still going to negative spiritual places. They are still doing something, you know, that God will not want them to do. Please, if you are in this category, you need to repent. Why? Because, you know, God is a jealous God. You know, that's why in the book of Exodus, chapter 20, in verse 3. Exodus 20, verse 3, yes.
Thou shalt have no other God before me.
God said, you must not have any other God. No thing that you are bound that to. So, you know, you must not have any other God. That is not living for Christ means that you diligently study the word. You know, those who study the word, they are the ones that live for him. You know, because, you know, when you study the word, you know his demands. You know what he wants from you. You know, the things that he likes and the things he dislikes. You know what to do to follow him. So you must study the word of God. You know, in the book of 2 Timothy, chapter 2, verse 15, it says, study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. So if you want to be approved, if you want your life to be approved, then it means you must study. You know, that's why you must go to Bible study. That's why you must go to Sunday school meeting. That's why you must go for Christian conferences. That's why you must sit down with your family and search the word of God. You know, to grow up in his knowledge, for you to know him the more. Because the more you study the Bible, the more you don't know it. Are you following me very, very well this morning? So, you know, you must study diligently. You know, you must study. Let's see Acts of the Apostles, chapter 20, and let's read verse 27. Acts 20, 27, yes.
For I have not shown to declare unto you all the counsel of God.
You know, Paul said, I will declare to you all the counsel of God. It is through study. You know, he said, I have not shown to declare unto you all the counsel of God. As a man of God, have you study the Bible today? You know, are you only reading the Bible when you want to preach to the people? You know, are you reading your Bible on daily basis? Do you sit down with your children to study the word of God? Now, that is how you can stand to declare his counsel, you know, to declare his teaching, to declare his word. No, you must study diligently, you know, the word of God. Actually, you are truly living for Christ. Hallelujah. Let me say to you also that living for Christ means using our gifts to serve God and others. When you use your gift, using our gift, don't forget you are not a non-entity. Don't forget that, you know, Bible says in 1 Peter that everybody must use his gift, you know, as God has given to him, you know, to build up others. Your gift is not for you, it's a gift. You know, a lot of people today, they are now commercializing this gift. They tell people come, you know, they tell people to come and they are selling the gift of God. No way. It is gift. It's given to you. You didn't purchase it anywhere. And that is why, you know, when you are living for Christ, that gift that God has given to you, please, you must use it well. You must use it very well. That gift of God in your life. You know, some people have natural gifts, you know, like Basileia. You know, they have natural gifts. That gift in you, how are you using it for God? You know, are you going to die with that gift? That's why people say that, you know, the richest place is the graveyard. Why? Because all those people that are supposed to use their gift, they died with their gift. Your own will not be like this. Your life will glorify God. Every goodness in you will come forth. You know, your life will transform men. People will talk about you. They will glorify God on your behalf. No wonder the Bible says, let your light so shine before men that they will see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. So you must use your gift. Let's read 1 Corinthians chapter number 10, verse 31. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 31.
Whether therefore ye eat or drink or whatsoever ye do, do all to glorify God.
So everything you do, as you use your gift, use everything to what? To glorify God. Use everything. You know, Jesus must be glorified in your life. Hallelujah. Jesus must be glorified in your life. Now in the book of 1 Peter chapter 4, let's read verse 10. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse number 10.
As every man has received the gift, even so minister the same one to another, as good stewards of the manifold grace of
so
God.
So every gift you receive, use it to minister to one another. You know, your gift is not to be hung in your room. Your gift is not for decoration. You know, the gift that God has given to you, use it for God. That's why the gift was given to you. So I want to encourage you, living for Christ is using our gifts, you know, to glorify the name of the Lord. And also, lastly for today, you know, living for Christ means knowing where our real treasure is. You know, because when you live for Christ, you know your treasure, you know how to use your treasure for God. You know, let me give you a scripture in the book of Matthew chapter 6. Let's read verse 19. Matthew chapter number 6. Verse 19 to 20, yes.
Lay not up for yourself treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourself treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal.
Verse 21.
For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also.
Where your treasure is. You know, some people, they live for this world. They are acquiring things, acquiring wealth. You know, ministers acquiring all sorts of things, you know, and why? You know, when people are suffering, when people are yet to be rich with the gospel, you know, you see people living highly, you know, costly life, highly influential life, and not caring for souls. You know, people who are living for Christ, they use their resources for the promotion of the gospel of God. It is true that God has blessed you. How far are you using that blessing? How far are you making impact? Are you really impacting your generation? What will happen after your demise? What will people say about you? No, God has blessed you and he wants to make you a blessing. You have to flow to other people. The moment that all that you have, you are the only one, it's only your family consuming them, is a risk. Make sure that you are flowing unto others. Make sure that, you know, you are becoming a blessing to your community, a blessing to people around you. That is how you can live for Christ. The Bible says, you know, it says that lay not up yourself treasures upon this earth, where moth, where rust, where thieves we break into. Lay treasures, you know, and things above, you know, so into the kingdom of God. Some people, they find it extremely difficult to give to the work of God, to give to the things of God. Some people, they find it difficult even to give their time, you know, to the expansion of the gospel. Some people, they're supposed to go on mission field. They fail to go. They sit down in their room, enjoying the comfort of their room. Some people, they cannot go for evangelism to win souls for Christ. Hear me, people of God. You must use all your heart for God. The Bible says, you know, for where your treasure is, there will your heart be. Where's your heart? Is it still for the worldly things? You know, the Bible says, love not the world. Ever the things that are in the world, if anyone love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. What do you stand for? And, you know, what are you living for? What you are living for shows where you spend your money on to. You know, you see a lot of people, I went to a sister, you know, she told me, you know, she has this shoe, has that shoe, and she's having 50 pairs of shoe. I said, are you selling shoe? When there are other people there out there, they cannot even afford just a pair of shoe. Why can't you share with them? You know, you must start to live for Christ. As from today, let's finally look at Luke chapter number 10 and let's read verses 2 and 3. Luke 10, 2 and 3, yes.
Therefore said he unto them, the harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he will send forth laborers into his harvest. Go your ways, behold, I send you forth as lamb among wolves.
Hear me very well. You are part of that laborer. You are to labor for the kingdom of God. I want to pray for you today, that as from today, you will start to think more of the kingdom of God, and you will start to put in your best for the kingdom, and as from now henceforth, that you will live for Christ. And the name of Jesus Christ will be glorified through you. I commit to God and trust that tomorrow I will see you in church for the anointing service. It will be wonderful. Thank you so much. God bless you. You are free to call me back after this program. Hallelujah.
For free prayer and counseling, kindly reach Reverend David Muyiwa Ononuga on 080-33-855-927. God bless you.
Thank God for this word of God you have just heard. You need to give your life to Jesus. Say after me, Father, in the name of Jesus, I give my life to Jesus. Jesus Christ, come to my life and be my Lord and my Savior. Lord Jesus, as from today, I belong to you. I will serve you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for saving me in Jesus' name. Amen.
Some glad morning when this life is over, I'll fly away.
I know you have been blessed by this powerful message and the ministration of Reverend David Muyiwa Ononuga. You can order for the CD of this message or previous messages. Send your prayer requests to us at Tenda Bible School, the Man for Our Free Tracts and Magazines. Invite us to minister deliverance or healing. Come for our free counseling and deliverance prayer on Friday morning. The Man for Our Books in various topics. Join us in our Family Life and Leadership Conference or fellowship with us at Christian Dominion Network Ministries, aka Dominion Tabernacle, opposite Aladesomi Bus Stop, Rock City Avenue, Ashera, Abeokuta, on Tuesday for Discipleship Hour by 5:30, Thursday for Blood of Jesus Service by 5:30, and Sunday, First Service, Jesus the Doctor, 8 a.m., and Second Service, Celebration Service, 9 a.m. See you next week on this channel, this same time. Jesus is Lord.